So before we discuss some of the reasons for and possible solutions to the obesity epidemic in the Latino community, I want to bring your attention to a strange health phenomenon. The Centers for Disease Control says even though deaths caused by diabetes are higher among Hispanics compared to non-Hispanics, it is non-Hispanics who have higher mortality rates due to stroke, cancer, and heart disease. Northwestern University professor Aida Giacello studies health disparities in the Latino community.
That kind of paradox is the one that we call the epidemiological paradox among Latino. The paradox emerged about why is it that people who have low levels of education and income may still do better in a number of health indicators.
Giacello says this paradox can be seen with a variety of immigrant populations. She says Latinos are generally much healthier when they first come to the United States. They smoke and drink less, work out more.
Some cultural factor, it could be that they continue eating the kinds of food that they ate back home, that they're embedded in a family system where they get emotional and social support and instrumental support, including money whenever they need that.
But Giacello says the health of Latino immigrants gradually declines after they come to the United States. If they don't smoke or drink, then she says they're more likely to start. If they eat fresh fruits or vegetables, then she says they're more likely to turn to fast food out of convenience and affordability. She also says there are other pressures that can take a toll on a person's mental health, like being undocumented, unemployed, or not making enough money.
In other words, it is argued by many other researchers, Latino, that living in the United States is a danger to your health.
But Giacello says there's something else to think about. Bad health decisions can not only affect first-generation immigrants, but they can seep into second and third generations. Milagros Jarrell at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign wants to stop that from happening. Jarrell helps coordinate a wellness program for Spanish-speaking immigrant families with school-aged children. It's called Abriendo Caminos.
It's very sad that Latinos are the race that are more prone to obesity for one reason or another. And we are trying to change that. We don't want, 50 years from now to have a population of Latinos all sick.
Abriendo Caminos involves a series of workshops over a six-week period. The program promotes healthy eating, positive family interactions, and active living. So far, nearly 100 families have participated over a two-year period. Angela Wiley is a U of I professor in human and community development. She leads the program.
The idea for us is that interventions must be culturally tailored. And so we know about the Latino community that there is a strong familialism that the culture really orients around.
And that can go a long way in this particular community where there is such an emphasis on family. The workshops include brief lectures, discussions, hands-on demonstrations, and separate 30-minute nutrition classes for parents that are taught in Spanish. Children also take part in classes taught in both English and Spanish. The curriculum is based on dietary guidelines released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which indicate that fruits and vegetables should compose half of every meal. Wiley says families are shown how to prepare meals that taste and look like what they ate in their home countries.
So they might have had a favorite fruit that they could get on a tree outside their house for free that was very nutritious. But now that they're here in this environment, they no longer have that. One has to be almost a detective in the grocery store.
Wiley says Abriendo Caminos encourages families to spend more time together at the dinner table. They also learn about boosting physical activity through culturally relevant activities, such as Latin dancing. Michelle Tavares, her husband Marcos, and their 4-year-old daughter Ava show off their dance moves at their home in Urbana. Merengue music blares from the stereo.
I try to chase Eva dancing, but she needs to dance merengue to do that. Are you hiding?
The Tavareses took part in Abriendo Caminos in 2009, within about a year after coming to the United States from the Dominican Republic. To stay healthy, they've made some lifestyle changes that reflect their culture. For example, dancing is now a regular routine for them around dinner time. In the kitchen, all three prepare dinner. On the menu, chicken, corn, grapes, a Dominican-style red beans and rice recipe known as moro, and a salad made by Ava. With the exception of the salad, the Tavareses control each person's portions. Marcos cooks the chicken, while Ava washes vegetables.
Are you all done with this?
Yes, Mom. Mommy.
Yeah, so remember to watch very carefully.
Mommy, I'll wash them. I'll wash them.
Okay.
In order to stay healthy, the Tavarezes are spending more money on food. They've also had to change their perspective on the world, moving away from the belief that overfeeding and overeating are always good to do.
My dad is almost 75 now. And this is gonna sound very strange for you. The way he used to compliment a lady is, wow, you really are fat.
And the lady will be like, wow, thank you.
And the lady will be like, oh, thank you. That was such a nice compliment of you. And that's all part of the culture. I mean, like in here, if you tell a lady, you are fat. I don't think she's going to take that kindly, right?
Now we don't like that anymore. Like if you have a kind of chubby kid, you assume that the kid is healthy. And it's a myth, but it still is there, you know? And if you have like a very thin little kid, then we'll say like, these parents don't worry about this little kid. Look at him, look at her. He's so thin, skinny. So that is funny now, but yeah, that was the reality.
Michelle and Marco say being healthy in America can be a tug of war with their culture, but they say it's a sacrifice that makes sense, especially for their daughter, Ava.
And then we still have a strong culture, but now it's kind of fighting the culture, changing a little bit the pattern, and then if we are healthier, then she will be healthier than us.
I just agree with what you said. I mean, like, we have a lot of information now, and back in the day, our parents, they may not have all the information to make a wise decision. We have no excuse.
The Tavarezes gather around the dinner table. They have plates in front of them, each with moderated serving sizes. Before they eat, they pray.
Thank you, God, for this food. And thank you, God, for this wonderful moment in family. Allow us to enjoy the food and provide this food to those who actually don't have anything on the table this month. In Jesus' name, Amen.
I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.